Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Aleph Le'ilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So after great and lofty prophecies about the return of the Shevuyim and the gathering of the exiles into Eretz Yisrael, comes a return to reality. We are in a desperate spot at this point. And remember, Yirmiyahu is in prison for the second time, we said. So he is seeing the secrets of the universe and the path of the future and the destiny of the Jewish people from a prison cell. And now, Hadavar Asher HaYoel, Yirmiyahu Mi'es Hashem, the following words come to Yirmiyahu from God. As if we did not know that Yirmiyahu does not invent prophecy. He transmits what's sent to him. And sometimes what's sent to him is tragic. Nevuchad Retzar Melech Bavel, V'chol Chelo, V'chol Mamlechos Eretz Memshelas Yodo V'chol Ho'amim. When Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, and all of his army, and all of the other nations, all of the kingdoms of his land, of his rule, and all of the other peoples as well. And so David says this includes all the other nations who are joining him in his war against Klal Yisrael, not because there's anything concrete in it for them, but because of their hatred for the Jewish people, the Malbim points out. And we see this in Eicha, that everybody's coming to rejoice on the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Nilchamim al Yerushalayim v'al kol areho lemor, and they are waging war against Yerushalayim and all of its cities, all of the Jewish cities and areas around Yerushalayim, saying the following. Pasuk Beis, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. This is what Hashem, the God of Israel, says. And again, I say this every time, but the comfort of the fact that he's still Elokei Yisrael, even at such a time, and with such tidings being brought. Holoch v'amarta el tzitkiyo melech Yehuda. Go, says Hashem to Yirmiyah, and announce to Tzitkiyahu personally, but not in front of a large group. The previous nevuah of doom and gloom was threatening because it was done in public. But now this one is going to be done in private. Only to King Tzitkiyahu in secret. The Omar Toy love and say to him, Ko Omar Hashem, Hineni no seinas ir hazos biyad melech Bavel. Behold, I am delivering this city into the hands of the king of Bavel. There is no way out. It's a done deal. Srafa ba'esh. And he is going to burn it in fire. There is no escape at this point. The prophecies are sealed. They're done. But Tzidkiyahu is going to be given absolutely terrible news on top of that. So the city of Yerushalayim won't stay intact. Nebuchadnezzar is not interested in gaining the resources of the city, using it for his own purposes. He doesn't want it to be reconstructed. And remember, this rebellion is our own fault. The Navi told them not to rebel, and they chose to do so. Gimel v'atah lo sima leit miyado. You're not going to escape from his hand, Tzidkiyahu. Ki tafos, ti taf face, because you're going to be captured. Uviyado ti nasein, and you will be handed over to him. You'll be given into his hand. You're going to be seized. Surely be seized. Tafos, ti taf face. Ve'necha es einei melech Bavel tirena, and your eyes will see the king of Babylon. And this, of course, is also a prophecy of terrible tidings, because the last thing that Tzidkiyahu is going to see is going to be the king of Babylon. Because Nebuchadnezzar is going to have Tzidkiyahu's sons slaughtered in front of his eyes. We saw it in Malachim. And then had him blinded, so he will never see anything again. So your eyes will look into his eyes, and that's the last thing you'll ever see. Ufihu es picha yidaber. And he will speak to you face to face. And it's not going to be a good meeting. Uvavel tavo. And you're going to be led to Babylon. You're going to come to Babylon. There's no way out. You're not staying in Eretz Yisrael. You're never going to see it again. You're never going to see anything again. You're being dragged away in chains. Dalad ach shemadvar Hashem Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Just listen to the word of God, Tzidkiyahu, king of Yehuda. Ko amar Hashem olecha. This is what Hashem has said about you. Eilecha means to you. Olecha means about you, concerning you. So it's not even a communication directly to him. It's hearing his fate as if he was in third person, which is more chilling, because then you know that it's not your action or reaction that's going to matter. It's about you. This is what's done. Ko'amar Hashem Alecha, lo samus b'cherev. You're in one little bit of comfort. You're not going to die by the sword. Small but significant comfort, says Rabbi Breuer. You're not going to be executed. And furthermore, hey, b'shalom tamus, you're going to die in peace. You're going to die in your bed. Uve misrafos avosecha hamalachim harishonim shoryu lefanecha. And with the burnings of your forefathers, the first kings who were before you, kein yisrafu lach. They shall burn for you. V'hoi adon yisbedu lach. And the first lord, as it were, is going to... Hai Adon, woe to our master. They're going to give you a eulogy, going to lament you. Kidavar ani dibarti no Hashem, because this is what I have spoken, says God. So in fact, in Gemara Moed Katan, we learn that he died in a manner of speaking in peace. Nebuchadnezzar died before Tzidkiyahu did. And while Nebuchadnezzar was alive, none of his prisoners, particularly those from Eretz Yehuda, were freed. When he died, Tzidkiyahu came out of prison, and Zukrashi, he died the very next day and was buried with a ceremony. So he doesn't die by the sword, and his eyes have been gouged out, but he's still dying in peace in a manner of speaking. And they used to burn not the king, we're not, you know, in India or Vikings or anything, but they used to burn all the king's utensils and the mita that the body lay upon, so it would never be used again. They did the same thing with Asa Melech Yehuda, and they're going to say, woe for the death of our king. So he's in exile, he's in captivity, because he's going to die as a king, and his ceremony is going to be the ceremony of a king, and he's going to be eulogized as a king. And perhaps that's not much, but perhaps it's a lot, especially in the situation in which Tzidkiyahu finds himself.